is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 30, verse 5b. It says there, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." End of quote. We do not typically see the light at the end of the tunnel through difficult times and sorrows, do we? The night may seem too long, however, God says, joy comes in the morning, regardless of the lengthy nature of the night. Psalm 30 is one of the songs King David wrote. In his troubled, fearful, and pain-filled times, David poured out his heart to God through his poems or songs. When God gave deliverance and joy, he wrote songs of praise and joy. His songs are in the book of Psalms in the Bible. You see, David, who went through up and down experiences in his life, frequent up and down experiences. He was a man who experienced fears and sorrows and then God-given victories and joys. His life was centered around the Lord God, that he faithfully recorded his feelings in his songs. These songs became the praise and worship hymns of the nation Israel. David wrote, "Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." You see, David was faced with unexplainable pains, troubles, persecutions for a long time from the first king of Israel. His name was Saul. David had been on the run, fearing Saul, and he could not stay in his home. He had to hide in caves and even in the wilderness. He experienced weeping and loneliness for a period of time, for a long time. Now he looks back and testifies the truth. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. David says in another song that God delivered him from all his troubles. You see, David's eyes were focused on the Lord during his difficulties. He prayed and trusted in the Lord God, even though he could not understand why all these bad things were happening. Now we know why God allowed weeping and painful troubles in his life. His songs became the word of God, comforting countless people down through the centuries. Still, his songs recorded in the book of Psalms in the Bible comforts the brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. The secret of David's success, although he has gone through heartbreaking events, was this. He focused his eyes on the Lord for deliverance. He did not take matters into his hand. He prayed and waited for the Lord to act on his behalf. No wonder David was called by the Lord a man after my own heart. Samuel 13:14 and Acts 13:22. You see, no wonder this pandemic called COVID-19 brought untold miseries, sorrows, fear, and even a sense of hopelessness to many people around the world. However, if you put your trust in the Lord God, like David poured out his feelings and sadness to him, and wait on the Lord, I bet this, even though weeping may stay here for a long night, however, joy is assured in the morning from God. God takes note of a person who would trust him with all his heart amid manifold trials. He will bring deliverance and full joy eventually, as he did to David. There are numerous examples of God bringing comfort, joy, and deliverance to his people in the pages of the Bible. Job, Joseph, and Daniel are few such examples. However, the greatest example is Jesus Christ. God turned around the crucifixion and death into a marvelous morning of resurrection and joy. God used the hopelessness felt by the fearful disciples of Jesus because of the death of Christ. He used that to open the gospel of good news to the whole world, to anyone who would come and accept his son Jesus as his Savior and Lord, by granting forgiveness, peace, and eternal life. Beloved, because Jesus lives, we will also live eternally by coming to him. God promised this in the book of Isaiah 61:3. Listen carefully. "I will give them a crown to replace their ashes, and oil of gladness to replace their sorrow, and clothes of praise to replace their spirit of sadness. Then they will be called trees of goodness, trees planted by the Lord to show His greatness. End of quote. The ashes portrays the picture of deep anguish, sadness, and sorrow. The oil, crown, and clothes portray the anticipation of festival, joy, and rejoicing. See, they would become like trees of goodness planted by the Lord to show His greatness. God replaced the sadness, fear, sorrow of His servant David with the crown and joy. He became an example of what great things God would do for a man who would trust Him. We still enjoy the fruit of the tree of the goodness planted by the Lord. David was the fruit tree planted to show God's greatness down through the centuries. This is what you can also accept when you pray, lean, trust, and wait on the Lord with focused eyes on Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You for Your counsel that You said, weeping may stay the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, You said You will replace our ashes and sorrows with Your crown and goodness, and we will praise Your greatness. I believe, pray, trust, and wait upon You, Lord. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord, because I believe He died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.